This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. I talk a lot about and use analogies of like doctors, for example. So you might go to a doctor, you have an issue, the diagnosis comes back and the prescription comes back that they need to do surgery. What they're going to tell you is they're going to say, we need to do surgery. Now, in the surgery, here's the chance of the likelihood of going wrong, right? And then there's this percentage chance where it could go wrong. And if it goes wrong, it could lead to X, Y, and Z. And this is the trade-off, right? I think it would be worth it, but obviously you have to understand the risks and the issues. And of course, they're a medical professional. They're held to a high standard. They actually took an oath, unlike salespeople, and they're actually there's consequences if they do things against that oath or against the practice that they have as a professional. It's called malpractice. And so that's the difference. And salespeople don't do that. It's why when you watch any TV with ads these days and one of those medication commercials come on, it's like 5 seconds of ad and then it's like 15 seconds of disclosure of all the negatives, right? Because they've gotten in trouble so much that they have to put that out there. I'm not saying you have to go that nuts with it, but everyone knows there's a trade-off for things. So you want to disclose it, right? With my credit card example, hey, here's the program. The one trade-off is that you have to close your credit cards, which makes sense because they're trying to help you get out of debt. Your goal should be to get out of debt. And so they don't want you to keep racking the credit cards if they're going to help you out with a special program. And then they know, and then they can make that decision instead of being surprised. Because one of the things that causes cancellations, buyer's remorse, and all these other issues is the surprise, is the, I didn't know that was a thing or was a part of thing. And then there's that issue. So one of the biggest things you can do to prevent it is to mention it. Now, when do you mention it? That's going to be different for each person, for each situation, for each sales process. Sometimes you mention it when you're talking about the pros and cons of it, when you're in the hope step, which we covered in the Authentic Persuasion Pathway section that we did of these sessions. In the hope step, you're talking about, here's what it can do for you. Here's how I think I can help you. Here's what our company's going to do. Here's how we're going to get you up the mountain, basically. And then here's the trade-offs. So that's one time, which is usually really effective. The other time is right before you're going to finish the deal or when you're in that zone of like, all right, so I'm going to send you the paperwork. By the way, here's some of the things. Or you've signed it before I get you moving forward. Here's some other things I want you to know. I'm a big fan of disclosures. A lot of people in sales I see just gloss over any disclosures, right? I'm thinking about real estate, mortgage, realtors, where it's like they have this pile of disclosures that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I know from when I was in the mortgage business in 2002, it was very small. And then it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger as people basically have screwed up stuff, which then makes laws happen to protect people against the people who screwed stuff up, right? So what happens is all these disclosures, a lot of people I see in those roles are just like flying through them. This one's about this. This one's about this. This one's about this. Kind of like, I don't want you to look at it because if you look at these too close, it's going to freak you out, right? Which then of course leads to issues. People have challenges after the fact, and then that's not good either. And I'm not saying you want to go through those word for word, because if you do that, it's going to scare anybody. Anybody's going to be scared if you go through those disclosures word for word, because they sound terrifying. They're written by attorneys and or the government, and they're absolutely terrifying. That would turn anybody off from doing anything if you went through it word for word. But I think the key is making sure you cover the right amounts, the right amount of information to make sure somebody's aware. Make sure in your mind that you know you inform them of everything that is a positive or a trade-off, because you want to make sure you did your job as a professional, like the doctor who would share what the trade-offs are. We're going to do the surgery, but here's what could happen. If the surgery doesn't go well, this, this, or this. If it doesn't go well in the moment, here's what could happen. If it doesn't go well long-term, here's what will happen, X, Y, and Z. 3% of people have this, 5% of people go blind, like whatever it is. I think most people have sat through that kind of meeting or heard that kind of speech from a doctor, which is, here's the pros, here's the cons. I think it's worth it. What do you think? Let's move forward. So that's what you want to do. That one is really important. Is make sure you disclose enough where you know that you gave them the information they need to ensure they're making the right decision. Now, will that prevent buyer's remorse? No, but it will help. If someone makes a decision and says, yeah, that's a fair trade-off, that's great moving forward, right? So that's the first step, is disclose. Here's the fundamental thing, okay? Buyer's remorse is going to happen. No product or service is perfect. There is always a trade-off. And I think I talked about this last week, but just to recap that, nothing is perfect. No matter what your company has told you, no matter what it says in the brochure, no matter what Kool-Aid you drank from your team and your manager or your trainer about how amazing it is what you sell and how perfect it is and how it helps everyone in the best way possible, there is always a trade-off. There's always something that you're trading one thing for the other, and nothing is perfect without any downsides. Okay. So maybe, like, for example, used to help people with debt management, consumer credit counseling. Consumer credit counseling, great way to help people avoid bankruptcy and do it through their credit card companies, right? Like Chase will help you with a special program to help you avoid bankruptcy because that's not good for anybody, right? Like that's bad. So they have these programs if you qualify. The one trade-off is you have to close your cards and you have to stop using your credit cards. If you owe Chase $20,000 at 29% and they're putting you in a program to keep you from filing bankruptcy, to help you get that debt paid off and do it in a way over time, like 5 years, they don't want you to keep racking up debt. That makes sense from a business perspective. And if your goal is truly to get out of debt, stop using that credit card or all of your credit cards in general. I've had a lot of people in sales who I've seen or heard, they've been on my team, I've seen other teams with it, where they don't want to mention that. They don't want to talk about that trade-off because they feel like that's a negative thing and they only want to focus on the positives. Now, the thing is that every product or service has a trade-off. If something is amazing and something is powerful, it's going to be expensive, especially if it's high quality, right? Good, fast, and cheap. There's a triangle. You can look it up as a diagram. Good, fast, and cheap. Two out of the three, but never all three. If something is good and fast, it won't be cheap, right? Look at cars. A good, fast car is not going to be cheap. A good, cheap car is probably not going to be very fast. Think of those like two-seater smart cars, right? Like you're not going to break any speed records or maybe even make it onto the freeway in that thing, but it's good and it's cheap. It's not going to be fast, right? And so the thing is there's always a trade-off. And everything that is being sold, there is a trade-off of one thing over the other, right? You're picking this strength over this one here. Salesforce, example, is a great CRM. It's a great platform. The trade-off is it takes a lot of development work. It is expensive when you customize it out how you want it to go. If you want it to be amazing, but it's powerful. It's effective. It's powerful. You can do anything you want with it, as long as you're willing to invest in the development. And so there's always trade-offs. In sales, what happens is a lot of people are weak or afraid that if they mention any of the trade-offs, any of the potential negatives, that that person's going to change their mind and they're not going to want to move forward. But the problem is that when you don't mention those things, people always know, right? Sometimes when a salesperson is so over the top with the positives and the excitement about how great something is, a lot of us, I'll just speak for myself and a lot of people I've spoken with, is we get into the mode of, okay, what's the catch? What's the catch? What's the trade-off, right? You're telling me how amazing this thing is. Okay, what's the catch, right? Oh, you're telling me I can go on this free vacation with this free hotel and all this stuff is free? What's the catch, right? Some of us just skeptical with experience in the beginning. You might not think, oh, that's great. I can go on a free trip with a free hotel. That's great. All I got to do is sit through this one little meeting about something about real estate. And then I get this whole free vacation. Yeah, that's great, right? Until you've heard about it or you've gone through it. And then you're like, okay, what's the catch? There is no free lunch, as they say. And so a lot of people as consumers over time, they know there is going to be a trade-off. Nothing is so amazing. Now, what happens at times is people end up buying anyway. They don't push. They don't try to find out what the detail is or what the thing is or what the trade-off is. And they just like, or a salesperson says, oh no, everything is great. There's no catch. There's no anything else. Next day, next morning, couple days later, that person wakes up or is looking through something or thinking about it and going, oh man. And then they find the catch, right? Or they realize it, or they think about it and they research it. One of the best ways to prevent it is to be honest and give the right amount of disclosure. Now, I'm not saying you should shoot yourself in the foot by talking about all kinds of negative, terrible stuff, but you want to make sure that person knows they are buying this thing from you with the right amount of information, understanding the positives and negatives.
unfortunately, for a lot of classic salespeople, what they do is overpromise, and then the back end is usually left to with under delivery, or they ignore the downsides or the trade-offs, which any product or service has. Everything has a trade-off. There is no 100% perfect, 100% positive product or service. There's always a trade-off. Now, it might be time, it might be money, it might be quality, but there's always a trade-off. If you're in sales, don't be afraid of focusing and mentioning those trade-offs at some point in your conversation so you can set the right expectations.